He constantly hears over and over again how great things were in the old days, how wonderful it used to be. And he feels like he really missed something. Unwittingly, he doesn't realize that the old days aren't as good as they seemed and that there isn't an inevitable decline. But he doesn't know that yet because he's 13. And one of the reasons I wrote the book is that I think it kind of resonates today. You know, as Nicky Martini missed the 50s, I think you have a lot of young people today who feel like they missed something. I think their 50s are the 90s. I think that they feel like there's a decline. And I hope that my book will provide some context to them. I think this might be a chance for them to know we've been here before and we've come out of this. This isn't unprecedented. And things can get better, and they will get better.
One of the characteristics of the characters in the book who live in Eggplant Alley is that they keep up this very strong external front, even when they're confronting some very difficult issues and some difficult emotions. Nicky's older brother, Roy, heads off to Vietnam. At one point, he sends a letter home and making a point of saying, "I'm nice and safe." Nicky's mother only says, "That's really, really good." How difficult is it to write characters who clearly have a lot of emotions going on but don't feel like they can or should express them all the time?
I think that that's the way a lot of people in that era communicated. I think a lot of people were more stoic. It wasn't difficult for me to write it that way. I think I aimed to have it be genuine that way. I don't think people walk around talking the way they do in movies and novels all the time. I think they do stuff a lot of their emotions, but I think you can feel and see it under the surface, and that's what I tried to do. I tried to show it without telling it. I wanted you to get the sense that there was a lot of emotion running through these people, but they didn't run around talking about it because they're living their lives.
Part of the theme of nostalgia touches on another theme, the idea of us and them. Then Nicky picks up on that. At one point, he actually divides all of the people in his world into us and them.
Right. And it seemed like the world was choosing upsides, us and them. Are you in the silent majority? Are you with? Are you anti-war? One of the scenes that I enjoyed writing the most was the Easter dinner, and I remembered in those times, all holiday dinners became that sort of polarized discussion group. That's where the generations met, and they were battling from the two different sides. Again, I think that can resonate today. I think there's an awful lot of division today. I mean, that's not a novel idea. All you have to do is look at the comments section on any website, and you can see there's a lot of division. There's a lot of us versus them. I can think that can be disconcerting to young people now as well, as it was for the character in this book.
And as you show in the book, there's a number of instances where the lines between us and them become very blurred. Before Nicky's brother goes off to war, his dad is very adamant that people should do their duty, that he had gone to war and that it would be unthinkable for his son to not do otherwise when he was drafted into the army. And yet even he has very mixed feelings when his son is actually the one out there on the theater of war.
And I think that that's what actually happens. I mean, if you think you're supposed to pick sides, you do. And then you find yourself defending things that maybe you might not want to defend, but you're on that team, so you have to defend those things. And eventually, as you encounter the other side, or it breaks down. You see, it's not that simple. One of the themes I wanted to get across in the book is the idea of empathy. And the lack of empathy leads to a lot of the fear and the opposition to other people. You can't see their point of view. But when you encounter them and you start to see that point of view, I think those divisions start to break down.
Nicky himself has that issue come up quite a few times, specifically in regards to race. Eggplant Alley is a white neighborhood. There is a neighborhood nearby of African-American families, and there's a lot of racism in Eggplant Alley and in Nicky's family. That was obviously a big issue, but it can be very difficult for a writer to have a protagonist for whom you typically... you're walking in their shoes, and yet you have this very troubling element of their personalities.
Yes, and I wanted to create a real character, not a perfect character. He's definitely an imperfect protagonist. In presenting in an honest way that time and place without caricaturing people, it allows us to some insight and to see the transformation in him as he sees it, as the lights go off in his head, we can experience it the same way he did, because we've walked in his shoes, his misguided shoes, for much of the book. And this was going on, I think, in a lot of urban areas, the whole idea of white flight. I remember reading on a website recently about the Detroit bankruptcy, and a woman wrote a whole column about white flight, and a lot of young people have no idea what that is. That was a common experience for working class and middle class people in urban areas in the late 60s and early 70s, and there was an element of prejudice and bias and assumptions about other people that went on at the time. I didn't want to airbrush that out of my character just to make him likable or perfect. He wasn't. That's just the way this person was, and I hope it's instructive to see him change and develop as the story went along.
There's a line that says, Nicky had never seen a happy ending, but he still believed in them. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, I guess it's the youth, the resilience of youth. In the course of the book, he talks like an old man, as far as, you know, nothing's going to get better, all changes are for the worse. But against that, there's an optimist just waiting to come out. At other junctures of the book, things start to go well, things turn his way. I think he's just ready to jump at the chance to become optimistic and to believe in the future. And I think that optimism dies hard. He's learning. I mean, he's evolving and he's learning, and he's still hopeful, and as we all should be then and now.